First of all, we would like to say good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to say for the past few minutes you've been entertained by the world famous B.B. King Blues Band, directed by Mr. James Bowman. How about the last hand? Thank you. And right here, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we'd like to bring it down front for his personal time of the evening. So how about it? A nice warm Saratoga welcome for the one and only, the King of the Blues, the exciting Mr. B.B.
Thank you. And the planet looks better to me today than ever before, especially late.
Are you ready?
Featured our drums, that's Caleb Emperor Jr. on the drums. Caleb Emperor. So I'm about to do, ladies and gentlemen, I would like very much to dedicate it to you and yours. I'd like to thank the Great Spirit, and I'd like to thank all of you for keeping me around for almost 60 years. So this song is to you. My thanks to you. Thank you so much. They sound so good, I had to let that one pass by. That's what happens when you got an old man like me, you got all these handsome young men playing good. Playing real good, that makes me feel good nightly.
I need you so to keep me happy. If I can't have you, I cannot go on. Oh, I miss them nightly when you are not at home. Well, day and night, well, I need you so baby, I try not to worry. Please come back in a hurry, baby, 'cause I need you. I need you so. Keyboard. Come back in a hurry, 'cause I need you. Baby, I need you so. Baby, I need you. I need you. Oh, baby, I need you.
Keyboard there, that's James Tony playing so beautiful. Thank you. Previous tune, ladies and gentlemen, we featured the young guitarist. Yeah. ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, the noise you hear over to my right is because I call this young man a young guitarist. Compare him to my age, he's very young. Please make him happy. Meet Charlie Dennis on the guitar, ladies and gentlemen. We also featured again at the keyboard. That was James Tooney once more at the keyboard. Thank you, and if you got another little taste left, give it to the bass. He was in on it. Thank you. Thank you so much. I've traveled from town to town. Seems like everybody wanna put me down because I'm a blues man, but I'm a good man. Understand? Went down to the bus station, looked up on the wall. My money was too light. Couldn't go nowhere at all. I'm a poor man, a blues man, but a good man. Understand? The burden that I carry is so heavy. You see, seems like it ain't nobody in this great big world that would wanna help old me. Just give me a break. Good things come. Those who wait. I've been around a long time. I'm a blues man, but a good man. Thank you.
day. Seems like it ain't nobody in this wicked world. I've waited a long time. I'm a blues man, but a good man. Some of you may not know you too. It's possible. A lot of people live on the rocks nowadays. It is possible that you may not know that Bono of U2 wrote that song for me. 20 years the lines, I did what I did before love came to town. That was me. I got that. So when you do this song, you gotta put some in it. Can bite something, lose 5 or 6 teeth, but in times he'll grow 8 or 10 more. But when you get to be my age, you break something and it's finished. In fact, at my age, a lot of things are finished before you break. Thank you.
so I was about to say, if there's any males out there that's approaching my age, don't you shake. And no, you just wiggle your fingers. Let the ladies do the shaking, you know. Now, when I say I did what I did before, that's when you're supposed to say before love came to town. You sound like a hangover I used to have when I was drinking. Let's try it one more time. I did what I did before love came to town. we featured our band leader. His name is James Bolden, but we call him Boogaloo. Boogaloo. James Bolden. Boogaloo there. Thanks so much. We're also featured on a big baritone. Walt King over there. Make it happen. Walt King. We thank you so much. Go shopping instead. To pick out their tombstone. Oh, and be pronounced dead. Your letter this morning, baby, that was in your place in bed. When I read your letter this morning, baby, that was in your place in bed. That's when I decided you're looking for me. I ever hoping to get me back. No use. No use you looking for me, baby. I ever hoping to get me back. Because it's all over now, baby. Cut that off, but we wouldn't dare try to play this tune without getting permission from the ladies to do it. So ladies, may we continue what we started here. Thank you. Nice people. No, they don't know what it is. Nice people. Interesting. So good people. Ladies, the title of this tune is Ain't That Just Like a Woman? May we still do it? It's all right, that's nice. Well, it is a little catch to it. The catch is this. When we do this tune, we try to find out how many men among you that will dare to repeat after me when I say, Ain't That Just Like a Woman? You can't fool us too much, you see. We know that the average dude that don't have anybody with him, he's the first to say, just like a woman! Yeah! You know about him, man. He don't even have another one. So, fellas, let me warn you, though. You see, I happen to believe that ladies are God's greatest gift to the planet. See, I happen to think that all ladies are beautiful, all of them. I've never seen an ugly woman. In my opinion, all ladies are beautiful. Most of them are pretty like you are. But they can be mean. Every guy that's been in love with a lady knows what I'm talking about. But they're the sweetest things on God's planet. Now, fellas, I said all that to say this. You better get permission if you want to sing. You know, it's so funny, where I come from in Indianola, Mississippi. When I come out west and hear you guys talk, your diction is so perfect. At home we say, tell you what, you come over to my house, but first you go over to Lucille's for breakfast. Then you go over to John's house for dinner, and you can come over to my house for supper. When I got out of here, oh, we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Confuse me. Half the time, I don't know what you're talking about. But it's all right. As long as you get your point over, that's what's important, right? I said all that to say this, fellas. A lot of times we play concerts like tonight. Then the men are all mad at me the rest of the night. When you get home, usually the man, the male, you know, he go into the bedroom. Not the bedroom, into the parlor, sitting room. Ladies usually go to the bedroom. So the guy go into the sitting room and he pick up a USA Today and pretend to read. But his body's in his mind's in the bedroom with the lady. Anyway, she'll come out in a few minutes and go to the kitchen and usually pour some coffee or tea, whatever she drinks, maybe a little wine. But then she come back, she go back to the bedroom and she don't offer him any. Next thing he said, that doggone BB King. He's still holding the paper. A few minutes more, she come out and she dressed in bedroom clothes. Hot dog. Supper tonight. But then she pours some more coffee or tea or whatever she's drinking. This time she seemed to rush back to the bedroom. That doggone BB King. So I don't want you to be mad with me, so I'm gonna talk for a minute. Give you a chance to, you know, get permission. And trust me, if you want supper tonight, you better get permission. Okay. When you start to getting up in age as I am, quite often young people like yourselves walk up to an older person and say, "Oh, you 80 years old?" "Yep, I'm 80 years old." Then they... Thank you, I didn't say it for that, but thank you anyway. Then they say, "You look pretty good for your age." Older person just sit down and look, you know, you better not say anything. Give them a smirky smile. In a few minutes, they'll say, "At your age, you must have good medical attention." "Yep, I got good medical attention. Dr. Viagra." "Nurse Levitra." "My chief doctor is Dr. Cialis." Why is it more ladies laugh than men? Well, it's smarter, okay. Lady walked up to me last week and said, "B," I said, "Yes, dear." She said, "You know, I think I want my husband to meet your doctor." "Where's your husband?" "He's out there someplace." "How old is your husband?" "Oh, he's 35. How old are you?" "Oh, I'm 23. Tell you what, you leave your husband where he's at, you won't go with me and I'll introduce you. She wouldn't go. Anyway, I better get to work now. Think they're ready? I don't want to go too far. I'm risking my career right now. I can hear the papers tomorrow saying, "Oh, Pee-wee was pretty good, but he talked all night." So I risk 30 seconds more. Let's do it. Something thought the Lala was on the square until one night she clipped him for all his hair. Ain't that just like a woman?
Just like a woman.
Just like a woman.
Just like a woman.
That's just like a woman. They'll do it every time. Marie Antoinette met those hungry cats at the gate. They was crying for bread. She said, "Let 'em eat cake." Just like a woman.
Just like a woman.
That's just like a woman.
Just like a woman.
That's just like a woman. They'll do it every time. From our history books we learn, Nero fit while Rome was burned.
Ain't that just like a woman?
Just like a woman.
Just like a woman.
Just like a woman.
That's just like a woman. They'll do it every time. I got one more, fellas. I'm gonna give you this one from experience. You see, ladies love to shop. Ladies love to shop. So if you got a lady, you better do something to try to keep some money so she can shop. Because men love to shop too, but... Usually the ladies out of money, we don't... We just window shop. You see, in the area where I live, Las Vegas, after Thanksgiving Day, every year they have they call what they call it rather an after Thanksgiving Day sale. So usually about 2:30 in the morning, ladies are in line. Mutchinson got hip too. 3 o'clock, they open. Walmart's first door. And Mays, and Saks Fifth Avenue, all of them, they be open. But I was watching TV last Thanksgiving. Some guy, dude, you know, jumped in the front of the line of those ladies. Well, you know, they grabbed him and beat the hair off of him. You won't do that next Thanksgiving. I think we better go now. Anyway, I love to have fun, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you've enjoyed a little bit. Give me my woman clothes, give her money on the side. No matter what you do, she ain't never satisfied. Ain't that just like a woman?
Just like a woman.
Just like a woman.
Just like a woman.
That's just like a woman. They'll do it every time. You know, fellas, anything as beautiful as ladies, we shouldn't pick on them. I think we picked on them a little bit too much. So, ladies, we apologize. So, fellas, if you agree with me, and you have your lady with you, or your lover with you. If you agree with me, you look at your lover and give her that puppy love look. That's if you agree with me. Even if you borrow somebody, you know. So this is just for the ladies. If you agree, fella, cooperate. Europe, and that was my farewell to the Europe. I'm going back on the 25th. Play the other hand. Then internationally, it would be my last tour to Europe. I was just thinking, you know, a lot of times the places we play, English is not the native language of the people. So I usually look at the fellas as I'm looking at you, and I say, fellas, if you don't know the song, all you do is hum it. You know, like, they do what you did, they laugh at you. So fellas, I'm gonna tell you, if you don't feel like singing, but look at her, let her know that, you know, you're thinking about her. Okay, even if you borrowed, it's okay. Let's do it. So much. You know, it's a big myth about blues singers don't like to have fun, as I do. I love to have fun, and I love to see you smile. I like to hear you laugh. You really makes me happy, and you're a fantastic audience this evening. Thank you so very much. You see, when you get to be my age, you get away with a lot of stuff. I can be walking down the street sometime when I don't want to be bothered with anybody. Baby! Hey, baby! Baby! Did somebody say something? pretend you don't hear. And don't have some, I'll leave that alone. So you get away with a lot, but this time I made a mistake and I don't think I can get away with it. So fellas, I'm sorry. I should have made the tune for you and yours. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna play one right now just for you and yours. And this one we call it, Darling, You Know I Love You. Thank you.
so much.
I'm gonna roam this mean old highway
till the break of day. So give me one more kiss, honey. One more kiss, baby, before I go. 'Cause when I leave this town, I won't be back no more. No more. When I leave you this time, I won't be back no more. No more. So goodbye. Goodbye, baby. Baby, I must say goodbye. 'Cause I'm gonna roam this mean old highway until the day I die. Gonna do this till I die, folks. But they don't want to stay too long. But I tell you the way I feel this evening, you know, when the birds start singing in the morning, I'd be here because I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying it. I'll tell you a little something. Give me a little. Thank you, dear. You know, it's sort of funny. Everybody's wishing me happy birthday. I'm already 80. My birthday. Hey, this is August, isn't it? My birthday is next month. You too? When I was your age, though, I was chasing anything I could find. He said him too. Hi, ever, ladies and gentlemen, you've been so good to us. We thank you so very much for being so kind. But if you're not tired, I'd like to try and do one more. They wanted to make sure they forgot that I had my eyes fixed. So, since I'm not wearing a watch. I want to make sure I knew what time it was. But I'm just so happy you let me come out here, I should say. Thank you. So if it's okay with you, we'll do one more, all right? Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, at the keyboard, that's James Tony. James Tony at the keyboard, thank you. On the bass, Reggie Richards. Thank you very much. On the guitar, that's Charlie Dennis. Charlie Dennis. The drums, Caleb Pippert Jr. Thank you, and now over to my right. This young man is our band leader. He's been with me for 27 years. Every night he come on stage, he always shakes his boogie. Shake your boogie, son. We thank you so much. On saxophone. A little earlier I mentioned that the band and I have played 90 different countries around the world. This young man has announced my name in all 90 of them. He can dance a little bit too. Melvin Jackson, make him have his voice. Melvin. Please thank you. On the big baritone. This young man is my nephew. He can dance a little bit too. Walter Riley King. Walter King, ladies and gentlemen. Last but not least, this young man I call the prince of the outfit. He can dance a little bit too. Make him happy, please. Stanley Abernathy. We thank you. You've been so good to us. May I ask for one more for our co-star? How about one more for Leroy Bell, ladies and gentlemen? Leroy Bell. Can't hear you. Thank you. so much. Yours truly, my guitar, Lucille. My name is B.B. King, and we love you.
Yamaha. For the next time, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, bye, and good night.